It seems safe to call Billie Holiday one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century, but Holiday's personal life was famously tumultuous, marred by childhood abuse and a lifelong drug addiction that made her the target of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics. This government-sanctioned surveillance is the focus of the new Hulu movie, The United States vs. Billie Holiday. It's directed by Lee Daniels and written by Susan Laurie Parks. Pop star Andra Day stars as Lady Day herself, and she recently won a Golden Globe for her performance. I'm Aisha Harris, and today we're talking about The United States vs. Billie Holiday on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. So, don't go away.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. Welcome to banking reimagined. Capital One checking and savings accounts have no fees or minimums and a top-rated banking app that lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere. Check on the account balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money on the go. This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome back. Joining us for the first time from his home in Charlottesville, Virginia, is Jamel Bowie. He is a New York Times opinion columnist and CBS News political analyst. Welcome, Jamel. It is so great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So The United States versus Billie Holiday is partly inspired by Johann Hari's book, Chasing the Scream, The First and Last Days of the War on Drugs. Both Holiday's signature song, Strange Fruit, an anti-lynching protest anthem, and her well-known heroin addiction made her the target of Harry Anslinger, the first commissioner of the now-defunct Federal Bureau of Narcotics. In 1947, she was arrested for drug possession and sentenced to a year in prison, but even after her release, she continued to defy Anslinger and perform Strange Fruit.
Southern trees bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root.
Now, in the film, pop singer Andra Day stars as Holiday, as I already mentioned, and she does all of her own singing, while Garrett Hedlund takes on the role of Anslinger. Trevante Rhodes, who you probably recognize from Moonlight and Bird Box, plays Jimmy Fletcher, who is an undercover agent who spied on Holiday and eventually developed some sort of relationship with her, at least according to the film. Lee Daniels, the man behind Precious and the hit series Empire, directs, while Susan Laurie Parks, the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright behind Venus and Top Dog Underdog, wrote the screenplay. So, Jamel, first off, let's just get your initial thoughts on this movie.
So I'm not much of a Lee Daniels fan for a lot of reasons. And among them, I think his approach, to me, is very surface level and very kind of high school book report to historical material. And I felt like this movie, for most of its runtime, it kind of just hits plot points in Holiday's life during this period and doesn't really incorporate them into any larger narrative, and instead pulls us through them without really spending any time thinking through what they mean for Holiday and then for the narrative he's trying to construct. And the film left me the way a lot of biopics do, which is kind of like, I don't know why I'm sitting through this. Having said that, I don't want to at all diminish Andra Day's performance, which is really terrific. I thought she gave a really lived-in, phenomenal performance as Billie Holiday. And part of my frustration with the movie is that through her performance, and I think also through Trevante Rhodes' performance, you can see kind of the inkling of a much more interesting movie. Especially there's a part as we're heading towards the conclusion where there's like this overlapping of memory and experience and flashback and all these things, which I think it was very compelling. When I finished it, I felt myself wanting more of that, like more of a movie structured in that way that isn't so much a rote retelling of what happened and more of like an experiential retelling of what happened, really getting us to inhabit Billie Holiday's headspace during all of this. This was like a frustrating movie precisely because I could kind of see the ways in which it could have been a much more interesting watch.
Yeah, I share your wariness of Lee Daniels' projects. And I think Lee Daniels is at his best when he is allowed to be super weird and kind of out there. And Susan Laurie Parks is the same way, especially with something like Venus, one of her earlier plays, which is a play about Sarchi Bartman, a black woman who was famous for her posterior, for her body, and for becoming sort of this linchpin for racism, misogyny, all these things to be projected onto her. What she does with plays like that, she really gets into sort of the feeling and the experience of being within that realm, being that character. And with this film, I struggled with it in part because that scene where it does get weird. And this is a scene where at this point, Trevante Rhodes' character, Jimmy, has been outed. They know that he is working with the Federal Narcotics Bureau, but she's letting him back into their circle. He's following them on tour now, her and her bandmates. And they are like, well, if you're really down with us, take this heroin. And so he takes the heroin and he goes on a drug trip. And we see Jimmy Fletcher sort of changing from being this like person who is unsympathetic to the plight of Billy. And once he has this trip, all of a sudden he's like, oh, actually, I understand what she's going through. It just seems really weird to me. But I think had we taken that and used it throughout the rest of the film, I think it would have worked a lot better. And we're not seeing that here.
I think that's right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious as to what you think about this. And also, there have been several other movies as well, recent feature films like MLK FBI, a documentary about Sam Pollard, which was released last month, and also Judas and the Black Messiah, which was a movie we recently talked about here on PCHH and has a lot of similarities to this film. And that deals with the death of Fred Hampton, the Black Panther activist. What do you think of the way in which the FBI is being sort of reevaluated both here and within something like Judas and the Black Messiah?
Well, it seems as if sort of this kind of critical take on the FBI goes through phases, right? Sort of closer to the 60s and 70s and in the pop culture of the 80s and hip hop, the feds are the bad guys of a lot of these narratives, that federal drug enforcement is very much a huge part of American life. And so over the 90s and the 2000s, especially the 2000s, the FBI is associated with the struggle against terrorism, against sort of foreign enemies. And I think that hostility towards federal law enforcement waned in pop culture. So it's interesting that it's coming back now in the post-George Floyd moment. Among my many criticisms of this movie, and especially the script, is the FBI is comically villainous. They're bad guys because they're bad guys. There's a moment where Trevante Rhodes, after he's been reassigned from this case because he's gotten too close to Billie Holiday, he looks at a portrait of J. Edgar Hoover and says, the drug war is just a war on us. And it's kind of like, I mean, yeah, but like you could be a little more artful here.
There's a lot of that going on here.
There's a lot of just sort of something almost close to Lee Daniels looking you directly in the eye and saying, the war on drugs is bad. It goes after black people. And it's like, yeah, okay, we get it. And it's you mentioned Judas and the Black Messiah, and the contrast to make there, I think, is that the FBI in that film just adds villainous. But instead of it being after school special kind of villainy with no nuances within the nature of the villainy, in Judas and the Black Messiah, it's ideological. Like from the start, we are given an explanation of why Hoover and why the FBI wants to go after Fred Hampton. It's intensely ideological. It is about upholding certain ideas about what the United States is. And although there's a little bit of this in The United States versus Billie Holiday, it is a moment. You know, jazz music is attacking the American way of life. Versus in Judas and the Black Messiah, multiple scenes, right, where we see Hoover especially articulate what exactly is the threat posed by these black radicals. There's a scene in that movie where he asks Jesse Plemons' FBI agent, you know, what would you do if your daughter brought a Negro home? And that whole sequence really does get to sort of the underlying anxieties and ideology that's driving the hounding of Fred Hampton. And so the villainy in Judas and the Black Messiah is textured in a way that it isn't in The United States versus Billie Holiday. It's presenting the FBI as kind of like a generic bad guy in a way that is, I find, like pretty narratively unsatisfying, not because the FBI wasn't doing terrible things, but because it's worth exploring sort of the exact nature of the FBI's crusade against Billie Holiday. It was about the song, but it was the song stood for so much more that could be explored from the perspective of the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually kind of felt that the portrayal of the federal government in Judas was actually sort of a little bit mustache twirly to me in the same way that it is here. But I do take your point that it does have a little bit more texture. I mean, I think here what is sort of missing is the sense of like what was the general outlook like outside of this small microcosm of just Billie Holiday. Like, how were they all being treated? How were jazz artists being treated? Apparently, you know, Anslinger actually tried to go after other jazz musicians, but he learned that they were all very close together and they would not rat each other out. And so it's interesting to think about the fact that Billie Holiday, her own husband and several partners and people who were in her close circle were willing to do this to her and work in cahoots with him. And I think that's something that's really missing here. I do question, though, you know, what are the limitations to going from one side to the other in terms of how we portray the FBI and federal government in general? Obviously, for years, and I think one of the great things about MLK FBI, the Sam Pollard documentary, is that they do a really good job of placing the history of the FBI and how Hoover and all of those other people were able to sort of create this image of the FBI as this upstanding bastion of American culture through movies, through TV, all these shows that put you on the side of the FBI. And, you know, now we have this movie, we have Judas, where there are no real good guys on this side. But like dramatically, does it flatten the storytelling? Do I feel as though there's anything here beyond the FBI or bad? And I came away with it not really feeling that enlightened. And I wonder how many people, if you're already familiar with what the FBI has done, is this enlightening? Is it about the mood? Is it about the feeling? And I don't think the film really does that here.
I would agree with that. What I'm thinking of in terms of other points of contrast is the series Waco, which starred Taylor Kitsch, I think, and covered the Drug Enforcement Administration's siege of the Waco compound. It's not the FBI, but it's still federal law enforcement. You get kind of an inside glimpse onto both sides. And the series, I think, does a pretty good job of establishing your sympathies, both for members of the Branch Davidians and for members of the DEA. But also demonstrating kind of the larger relentless forces pushing the DEA into the confrontation, kind of directing everyone involved towards this singular point. If you come to that series not knowing anything about that standoff, having, say, a neutral opinion about the DEA, I think what you'd come away with is both a sympathy for people who are doing their jobs, but also recognition of basically the structural forces within federal law enforcement that pretty much made it inevitable that something like this would end in disaster. And I think that's what's missing from the United States versus Billie Holiday and from Judas and the Black Messiah, a sense of what is the larger context here and what is like the logic of this agency and how does that logic kind of impress itself upon the agents themselves, even when they aren't necessarily sympathetic, which is a thing you could have had with Trevante Rhodes in this story, right? Sort of instead of it being kind of a, you know, somewhat antagonist falls in love, you can kind of really get into, you know, what is the psychology of an African-American man in the 50s who joins the FBI? How does the logic of the organization interact with sort of his self-conception? And there's like none of that in the film whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, instead we just get, you know, his Trevante Rhodes' mom saying, how dare you, you're a traitor. Or like, you should feel bad. That woman is a hero. There's this woman is a hero thing. Right. And it really does fall into a lot of the biopic tropes that I think sort of weigh this piece down and flatten her legacy. But I do want to sort of end on a, you know, slightly more enthusiastic note, which is that, like you said, Andra Day is really fantastic in this. I also think that the way in which she embodies Billie Holiday's voice is just really fantastic. She sounds like her, but not like she's doing a pure imitation of her. There ain't nothing I can do or nothing I can say that folks don't criticize me. But I'm going to do just as I Her voice doesn't quite have the crack and the scratchiness that Billie's voice had, but it does have the timbre and sort of the texture of it. And so I think she does a really great job. And for all of the issues I have with the way in which it kind of puts all of this baggage onto The Strange Fruit, which obviously is a very powerful song, it is important to see a version of Billie Holiday that does have agency. She's not perfect. There's a few scenes where she does things that are like not great. She treats some of the people closest to her in not the best way. And I appreciated seeing those layers, even if the movie itself is kind of a slog. But if you want to hear some great renditions of Billie Holiday classics, then this is the movie for you. Well, after all of that, we want to know what you think about the United States versus Billie Holiday. You can find us at facebook.com/PCHH and on Twitter at PCHH. And that brings us to the end of our show. Jamel, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And we will see you all tomorrow.
The news is about more than what just happened. You need to know why it happened, who made it happen, how it's felt in the communities you care about. NPR's daily news podcast, Consider This, gives you all of that, with context, backstory, and analysis on a single topic every weekday. It's not just information, it's what the news means. Consider This from NPR.